So finally, I'm just going to refer to the other spiritual master I mentioned at the beginning of my talk. I said one was Buddhist and one was Neoplatonist. So the Neoplatonist is Plotinus. The spade is a tool for removing what conceals. And another tool for removing what conceals is the chisel. So finally, Manjugoshi's sword as chisel. With the spade and the chisel, you chip away, you remove what is hiding the treasure. And this is what Plotinus says. Withdraw yourself. Withdraw means just take a step back. Withdraw yourself and look. And if you don't find yourself beautiful yet, act as the creator of a statue that is to be made beautiful. So what does he do? He cuts away here. He smooths there. He makes his line lighter, this other pure, until a lovely face has grown upon his work. So do you also. Cut away all that is excessive. Straighten all that is crooked. Bring light to all that is overcast. Labour to make one glow of beauty, and never cease chiselling your statue, until there shall shine out in you from the godlike splendour of virtue, until you shall see the perfect goodness surely established in the stainless shrine. What a wonderful image. He says, your spiritual life as a work of art, you as artist, chiselling away the obscurations to arrive at your own inner beauty. So yes, all the time, if we're really making the right kind of effort and progress, there are always these two aspects of the process, the chipping away at the old and at the same time the revealing of the new. This, presumably, is one of the joys of the art of sculpture, the uncovering of what is hidden. In fact, it becomes an overall metaphor for the artistic process in general. It's applicable to music and writing as well as the plastic arts. The releasing of the hidden form from the material that the artist is working with. So the material that we are working in the spiritual life is ourselves as we are. And what we're trying to achieve is the hidden work of art that we have some intimation of. And we all know, well, I think a lot of us here know, that this has been very well illustrated in the work of the great Renaissance artist, Michelangelo. One of the disadvantages these days in the FWBO, when you get to be ordained, or when you're an order member who goes on to the ordination team, one of the disadvantages these days, you go to Guja Loca, which is in Spain. But when I was on the ordination support team, I had the privilege of going to Tuscany, which is in Italy. And when you went to Tuscany, one of the beauties of it was that before you went, you could go to Florence and Rome. I went to Florence, I went to Rome, I went to Siena, either on the way or on the way back. Now, both of the speakers on this weekend, I'm sure some of you know this story, but I'm going to tell it again. Both of the speakers on this weekend, myself and Pam Avadra, were on the same support team in Tuscany in 1984. And on that retreat, Satyaraja, who was ordained on that particular course, and towards the end of the course, we all went to Florence, and I was sitting on the bus with Satyaraja and Padmavajra, and we eventually arrived in Florence, and we went our separate ways. But for some strange reason, Padmavajra and his friend Satyaraja, they didn't end up at the Uffizi. They didn't end up at the Academy. They didn't end up at the Chapel of San Lorenzo. They ended up at an exhibition of Hitler's watercolours. I went to the Academy. Anyway, sorry, that's a bit of a digression. I couldn't resist it.